Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I just made it.
All right. This is LP. I guess I'm waiting for Derek. What's up, everybody? Oh, excuse me. Just got done eating and everything.
What's up, everybody? Ooh. We are live and on the air. LP was making me nervous. I seen he wasn't there, so I had to call in with the host call-in number instead of the guest number because it wouldn't let me broadcast. So we are here. Excited.
Yeah,
for
I just barely made it. I just barely made it.
We are excited to be here. LP, you doing good today?
Yeah, I just got done eating. I'm doing great.
What'd you have to eat? Tell the world what you eat today.
I just ate a couple chicken fingers, 6-piece chicken fingers, you know, buffalo chicken fingers. It was great.
Any dipping sauces?
Yeah, the mango habanero sauce, whatever it's called, from Domino's.
Very good choice. A little sweet and spice mixed together makes everything nice.
Yep.
All right, guys, so let's get started. This episode, first off, I want to shout out Unfiltered Radio Podcasting. That's our Facebook page. Go there, drop us a like, follow us, like our material, check out our material, share if you find something that you really relate to, comment if you have any discussions on anything. We are more than happy to interact with our fans. So feel free, again, Unfiltered Radio Podcasting on your Facebook search tab under Pages. Well, our next episode tomorrow will have a special guest on it. I'm not going to reveal anything else about that other than we will be diving into the final chakra, the crown chakra. Today's episode
is going to be actually 30 minutes tomorrow, actually.
It is, yes. It's going to be 30 minutes instead of 15. Tomorrow is also our season finale. We will be taking 1 month off. And we will be reviewing everything and making some cool changes a little bit. Maybe, who knows, we're going to review, get better, take a breather, let everyone catch up on this season's discussions. And you can interact with us on Unfiltered Radio Podcasting every day, all throughout our break. We'll be on Facebook, on our page. So feel free to check us out. This episode I'm really excited for because the two chakras are very interesting chakras. LP has had a lot of input over the years on these two chakras, so I'm interested for his point of view. We will be discussing the throat chakra and the third eye chakra, the most mystical one of them all, the most interesting one probably to people that just aren't really into chakras, but everyone kind of knows about the third eye in a sense. You know, a lot of people just want to focus on that, so this will be a cool episode. I want to shout out some sources for this information coming to you from chakras.info. They have great information on all chakra-related material. Go there at chakras.info. Check it out. So, LP, are you ready for the throat chakra and the third eye chakra?
Yes.
Before I dive in, do you have anything to input before we go? Do you want to start us off with anything?
No, we're ready. We can go.
All right, so the throat chakra is the fifth chakra. It's located at the center of the neck at the level of the throat. It is the passage of the energy between the lower parts of the body and the head. The function of this chakra is driven by the principle of expression and communication. In Sanskrit, it means pure or purification. It is related to the element of sound. Through the throat, sound goes into the air. Its vibration can be felt not just in our ears, but in our whole entire body. So it is. This is an important chakra for expression and communication. Blue turquoise is the color associated with this chakra, or an aquamarine blue. The symbol is composed of a circle with 16 petals, a crescent with a circle inside of it. The color of the petals is smoky purple or lavender, like a grayish lavender.
Hmm.
Most of us actually have imbalances to this chakra, and it prevents us from accessing our full potential. If you are ever feeling not full of vitality, exhausted with no explanation as to why, scatterbrained or you can't put your thoughts together, or even sick when you're not sick. Maybe you feel sick, but you're not sick. You know, you've checked it out with a doctor. They say everything's fine. You're not sick. You just feel it. These imbalances in this throat chakra can cause those things. So with a balanced, healthy throat chakra, you'll have, like, energy flowing through there. You'll feel full vitality, full energy, more clear thinking, and not sick or ill. LP, you got anything there for the throat chakra?
No, actually, you actually covered that. It's just basically, that actually has a lot of basically, a lot of people don't know that basically that connects with your hearing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's basically, yeah, that's connected with your hearing. A lot of people don't know that. So basically your hearing is actually, if you are actually bad hearing, that basically your chakra is not really doing good with your throat chakra. So.
Very good points. Very good points. Yeah, the throat chakra is very important. Communication is important. We communicate throughout life with everyone, with things, animals, nature. We communicate with ourselves. So if you struggle with communication skills, maybe working on your throat chakra would help you, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
And also, if you have
that's
a healthy
why a lot of people
chakra,
have trouble speaking. That's why a lot of people have trouble speaking because they.
Yes, absolutely. It can also maybe that's the reason some people are stage fright. We're not curing stage fright here, by the way. We're just
not at all.
We're not doctors. We'll never try to cure you. Always seek professional help if you need it.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on to the big one. Third eye chakra, the mystique one. This is the one LP likes a lot. We've talked so much about the throat or the third eye chakra, it's ridiculous. We've lost sleep over this chakra. It is said that the third eye chakra transcends time. It is located at the brow and in the brain, at the brow, in between your brows, above your nose. The gift of this chakra is seeing both inner and outer worlds, to be exact. The energy of this chakra allows us to experience very clear thought, as well as gifts of spiritual contemplation, self-reflection, being very aware of everything going on in your body and around you. By having this gift, we can internalize the outer world and with symbolic type language, externalize the inner world. So we can make the outer world a part of our inner world, and our inner world a part of our outer world. We can also seek inner guidance that comes from parts of the brain we've never used before. So you'll think deeper about things and see things from a different perspective than other people. And this can lead to all kinds of successes in life, in general, in health, in helping people, if that's your thing, whatever is your thing. This can help you if you can maybe decalcify your pineal gland, focus on healthy, balanced diet. Good practice on this chakra can help you in so many ways. It's very holistic in nature. When it's fully activated, both hemispheres of the brain work in perfect synchronicity, allowing you to fire off thoughts left and right. The right side's creativity way of thinking will balance with the logical and analytic side of the left side of the brain. It's not only the seat of wisdom. I love all these terms for the third eye, the seat of wisdom, so many different terms. But it's also a seat of consciousness. This is where you not only see what's happening, but you also get what's happening. So you not only see what's going on, but you understand what's going on. two different things. A lot of people see something going on, but they don't understand it. This is where it's said to, that you're like your ethics and justice and the way you think is to originate in the pineal gland. It's also the last part of the body to die. When it's open, you not only see, but you also understand. You'll say things like, I am in touch with my inner guidance. You might feel that you've listened to your deepest wisdom. You seek to really understand and learn about your life and stuff more. Your life might flow better. Your day-to-day life might flow better. At work, your work life may be better. And everything may become easier for you and just helps you overall. And if you have all six of these from the root up, good balance, man, you're going to be a very happy, successful person, given that you don't get run over by a bus walking across the street. So I love these topics. I just love diving deep into these topics and learning a different perspective from Western thinking. How do you feel about the third eye chakra, LT?
Well, to me, I'm still learning about it. It's basically that.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, aren't we all? I'm still learning. I'm still, even besides learning, I'm still doing on a day-to-day basis. I'm still, one minute I'm doing this, next minute I'm doing that. It's just basically, it's basically a hard thing to freaking work on a day-to-day basis. It's not as easy as it sounds. The way you just described it, it's not as easy as it sounds to freaking just, okay, I'm going to do this today. I'm like, no, it's not. It's a very hard physical thing to work on. It's a hard mental thing to work on. And with your spiritual, that the whole body, mind, and soul thing, if you can get your body, mind, and soul to be connected and basically be linked together, yeah, that's basically a very good thing, which is not as... Most people can't. That's the thing. Most people can't. Now, I'm not saying it's not possible. That's where, like, you know, monks and Shaolin monks and all this crazy people that do crazy things. That's,
and just,
you know,
normal people also. If you're a normal
exactly,
person,
yeah, they're normal.
Maybe a lawyer. You know, you can.
Exactly, yeah. Those are, they're just, they're
you
just
don't
normal
have
people,
to
but
be
then
a
they.
Monk, yeah.
So it's
absolutely.
Just,
that's why we're all here. We're all here to learn. We're all learning together. That's the joy of this podcast. You can talk with your friend and discuss things while also talking to millions of people. So give us your thoughts on Unfiltered Radio Podcasting on that page. We'll be sharing some interesting throat chakra and third eye chakra stuff this evening and tomorrow probably. Tomorrow's episode, I'm really excited for it. It's the season finale. We'll be taking a month off, like I said at the beginning, to analyze, create a YouTube page, all kinds of good things, while also we all already have a lot of things that we want to do next season, so we'll be making plans for those, reaching out to people, setting things up, and we're just having a blast. I'm enjoying it. I know LP's enjoying it, and season 2 is going to be bigger than ever. Any final thoughts on the chakras? What's your opinion of all of the chakras? Out of all of the chakras so far, headed into the crown chakra, which one's been your favorite to learn about?
I don't know. It's very hard to pick, to be honest. 1 minute is this
absolutely
chakra this day, this chakra the next day, you know what I mean?
I got you. Well, again, like us at Unfiltered Radio Podcast on Facebook. And until tomorrow, I'm Derek. That's LP.
That's LP.
See you next time.
Peace out.
Deuces.